Welcome to Jesus and Coffee, episode 41. Today was meant to be a day where I spoke to someone else, where I interviewed someone about something that they were dealing with and kind of shined a light on a conversation that I think we all need to hear. But something was on my heart today, and I just had to bring it to the forefront, friend. Do you believe that you deserve good things? Like that you deserve a soft life? That you deserve a love that doesn't hurt? That you deserve a great job that doesn't stress you out and make you feel like you need a vacation every day? That good things are supposed to happen for and to you? I ask you that because I think so many of us, when we have been exposed to bad things or negative environments or traumatic events, we begin to forget that we absolutely deserve great things. And I was listening to a Tank song. And in the song, he says, maybe I deserve, you know, whatever you're doing to me because of all the things I put you through. And I was just thinking, I mean, maybe you do, right? But I was also thinking, we need a song, maybe I deserve all of the good things because of all of the times I was good. Maybe I deserve all of the blessings because of all the times that I sought God for them and blessed others. Maybe I deserve a soft life because I've worked hard to get here and I earned it. You know, maybe I deserve that promotion and that raise because I've been here behind the scenes going above and beyond for my job. Like, why do we not talk about deserving things like that? Like, I saw somebody in comments on Facebook one time bowed out gracefully from an argument, and she said, I hope you have the day you deserve. And I said, oh, I hope somebody say that to me, because baby, I'ma always deserve me a good day. Because not that I'm perfect, because you know, I dropped the ball. I've made mistakes. Sometimes it don't even be a mistake. I make a decision to do the wrong thing. And you know, Christ got to convict me and I got to bring it back around. But I still deserve to have a good day. I still deserve great things in life to happen to me. And when good things happen to me, when favor spills out into my life, when I have an overflow financially, I deserve that. You know, and I think we can get so focused on the negative that we feel like when bad things happen to us, it's because of something we did. But we don't feel like when good things happen to us, it's because of something we did. I mean, granted, God is a good, good God, and God is going to be way better to us than we are to ourselves. But I also want to highlight that, friend, you are good to people. You show up in spaces that maybe you don't know how, but you just show up because you feel like it's the right thing to do. That you have been the hero in somebody's story. Maybe you've been the villain too in somebody's story, but you've still been the hero. And that's the part I want you to start focusing on. I think that so often we focus on all of the negative, and the more whatever you focus on grows. Someone said one time, the more grateful you are, the more you have to be grateful for. And that is absolutely true, because when you're grateful for the small things, everything is attached to blessing, right? Like, you find the sunshine no matter what the day looks like. It could be storming outside, but there's still light, right? You still know that it's daytime out there. No matter how much rain, no matter how much it thunders, no matter how the wind blows, it is still daytime. The light still exists. So I'm asking you right now, friend, to keep searching for the light. And when you find it, understand that you deserve it. You deserve to bask in the glory of God because you fought like hell to get here. You've survived 100% of your worst days, and you've earned all of these good moments. I just wanted to say that to you because I think sometimes we can get in a space where we start sabotaging our good things. And I've done it. You know, I've gotten so accustomed to trauma and bad things happening and negative situations that if something good was happening for me or to me, I would almost run away or retreat because I was so afraid that it would feel worse if it got taken from me or if it left. Being in a great relationship, start having a little argument and I'm running, blocking, don't want to talk no more, leave me alone, find you somebody else. It was a disagreement. It was an opportunity to communicate. It was a way for us to see each other a little bit better so that we can learn one another, so that we can love each other on a whole nother level, right? But because I was so used to things exploding and pain being at the end of these conversations, I would take off. And it wasn't until I met my husband that I learned to sit in it, to maybe be uncomfortable, to talk through it, and to get to a better place. And now I don't even want to put on my shoes no more. It's a disagreement. We just gonna have to disagree, boo. You hungry? You know, like that. That's how it goes. But I had to retrain myself to operate differently because I didn't want my trauma to steal the rest of my life. I didn't want my perspective and the fact that I had experienced so much pain to cause me to miss out on how much beauty is out here. And I didn't want my worst mistake to be the label I attached to myself that convinced me that I didn't deserve good things. So I've changed all of that. I absolutely deserve good things. You do too. I absolutely deserve a soft life. You do too. I absolutely deserve a good love. Maybe not one that's perfect, but one that feels damn good. And you do too. Don't allow trauma, bad experiences, people that, you know, maybe didn't know how to manage what they were dealing with to cause you to feel like you don't deserve the best that life has to offer, because you absolutely do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just ask today, Lord, that you would just switch out some lenses. Lord, show us to take off the trauma lenses and put on the lenses that allow us to see life and to see you and to see the kingdom, see ourselves the way that you do, Lord. Allow us to stand in the mirror and for the first time today to see ourselves the way that you see us, Lord. Allow us to not look at ourselves and see our scars, see our wounds, see the mistakes that we've made. Allow us to look at ourselves and see survivors. Allow us to look at ourselves and see strength. Allow us to look at ourselves and see beauty. Lord, even in the worst spaces, we made it through. So that says just how victorious we are, Lord. And that says how much you think of us, that you carried us through some really unfortunate situations. Lord, I just ask right now, Lord, and declare that, Lord, we are walking into a new space, that we are going to see ourselves with new eyes, that we are going to feel ourselves with a whole new heart, Lord, that we will not run from challenges, Lord, but that we will sit in them so that we can get through them, so that we can emerge on the other side more victorious. Lord, I just declare that right now that great things are happening for everyone that is listening to episode 41 of this podcast, Lord. I declare that we are going to have the day, the life, the relationships, the job, the finances, the health that we deserve. And we deserve the best of it all. Lord, I declare that right now you are sending people that can speak life into us, Lord, that you are sending people that can speak life into our situations, that can speak life into our families, that can speak restoration into our relationships, that can speak overflow into our finances, that can speak healing into our health. Lord, I declare right now, Lord, that you are sending a bridge over troubled waters. Lord, that you are doing what you do. And that everything attached to us wins because we are aligning with you. Lord, I declare right now that the day that we will have after listening to this podcast will be like the clouds breaking on a stormy day, Lord. That the sunshine is going to shine so bright and that the rainbows will be double, Lord, because we know the promise that you have given to those of us who love you. Lord, I thank you for us gathering today. I thank you for the word that you put on my heart. And I thank you for the direction that this is going. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you have a great day today, friend. And I want you to share this podcast with someone that deserves a good life. I'll catch you on episode 42. Later.